Welcome to More Than Meets the Eye, guys. We are reviewing something we missed. I mean, I don't know how we missed it with all the interviews we've had and all the stuff built around it. Cold Slither from Image Comics, number one.
Yeah,
Hopefully,
Skybound.
well, it says Image on the cover I
It's
have, but
Image, but it's
it's
Skybound
Skybound.
also. Yeah,
Yeah,
because Ben
exactly.
Abernathy is still the editor.
Well, technically, yes, that
Yes.
works.
Actually.
Actually,
Yeah.
the cover I have is cool. It's basically like Zartan on the front, like with the shirt open and stuff. It looks like a metal cover.
Oh yeah, very
It's
very
fantastic.
Twisted Sister Striper, maybe I'd
Maybe
say.
some Striper. Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that's cover A. I managed to get cover A and B.
Nice.
I got lucky. Well, it didn't seem like a lot of people knew about this comic, so I'm kind of glad.
Well, I had seen stuff mentioned about it with like Michael Charles Hill, our friend of the podcast. He was talking about how he's gonna go. It was go gonna go to San Diego Comic Con, and there was gonna be the band playing
Oh
Cold
yeah.
Slither. And I saw something coming out about it. I think he had shared. So there's a little been little rumblings about it for a little while, but
Oh
I
yeah. Well, I meant the
completely.
comic itself.
Oh yeah,
Like,
no, I mean, yeah, the comic as well. It went under the radar.
yeah.
So, but dude, this comic is a lot of fun.
Oh yeah.
Better than I
It's.
expected, actually. There's a lot of nods to different things in this too, which is kind of nice.
Oh yeah. Well, and they've played like two concerts now. Like they just did one, I think, on the 11th in New York.
Yeah, New York Comic Con.
Yeah, they just
So
need to
that.
do an actual tour. I'd go see them,
Oh
just to.
yeah, a bunch of us would. So they did San Diego Comic Con and New York Comic Con. So, yeah, I've seen pictures of the members and they look great.
Oh yeah, and I love the album. It's been a lot of fun listening to it.
Yep. So
So.
yeah.
This is brought to us by, and this is a one shot, so it's just, I guess, for this little thing they're doing this year. It's got five different covers, and the writer is Tim Seeley, who's a
Yep.
comic artist and writer who's worked on Nightwing, the Dark Elf trilogy, old Driss Jordan,
Oh
G.I.
yeah.
Joe, Real American Hero for Image. He did G.I. Joe versus Transformers for Devil's Due.
Okay, I remember the book.
Yeah, New Exiles, Batman Eternal. Love Bunny and Mr. Hell.
Love Bunny.
I saw that name and I just had to go with that one. And he did the cover for Reanimator Volume 1.
Nice.
Yeah. He's also co-created Hack Slash, Revival, and Local Man. And then
Local
our,
man.
yeah, Local Man. That's one of his newer comics. And then let's see, Juan Cabal is the artist. He's worked on Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 7, Friendly Neighborhood Spider-Man Volume 2, All New Wolverine, Birds of Prey, Daredevil, and he's done a lot of variant covers for, the different comic publishers, Marvel, DC, Image. And Rex Locus is our colorist, who's worked on Injustice, Deceased, Red Hood Outlaw, various Batman titles, Action Comics. He did variant covers for Skybound Transformers, which he did number 9's Combatible Con cover. And
Nice.
then number 18, he did that really hyper detailed Bruticus versus Devastator
Oh
cover
yeah, that was
with
flawless.
Philia, was that Bradokin? I hope I said that right.
Oh no.
And then he did Void Rivals number 13 cover D, which had Derek and Salila on it, like.
Oh nice.
And action poses. Let's see, Incredible Hulk, Deadpool, Green Lantern, Uncanny X-Men, and all these guys have done a lot more work than what I've mentioned. It's just, we'd be here
Oh
all
yeah.
night just listening. So
Who
we've
has
got
time for
a
that?
veteran team on here.
And it looks like it too. This is a lot of fun.
They did not go with jobbers.
No ham and eggers.
Yeah, no ham and eggers. These guys,
The
they know their stuff.
this is kind of cool because we get that I know of, our first real exclusive Hector Ramirez.
Right, I was so happy as soon as I turned on, I saw Hector Ramirez. I'm like, man, here we go.
And I
And
love.
oh, go ahead.
Oh no, this is like it almost feels like well obviously he's done after Geraldo, like a behind the music with Geraldo.
Oh, totally. Well, he's still doing 20 questions. Like he's done on several of the Sunbow shows. Like
Yep.
he's the glue that holds all the Sunbow shows together.
He really is. He was something a character like didn't Michael Charles Hill bring him up, or was that Buzz Dixon?
Buzz Dixon, I
Buzz
believe.
Dixon, that's right.
Yeah.
He brought it, it's like, yeah, he's been in everything at this point.
Right.
And it was one of those kind of cool afterthoughts. Speaking of that though, there's a panel on this first page that looks like Jim.
Yeah, they've got re a reference to Jim, and they've got Transformers and
Yeah, I
Inhumanoids.
was gonna say Inhumanoids on the far right, the subterranean lava gods.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's a direct reference to Metlar, but
Yep.
they don't own the, I guess, the IP to it anymore. They lost
Yeah.
it. So,
Apparently it's a mess from what I understand.
yeah, so that's, I guess, the closest we're gonna get, which is fine with me. I'm happy to have anything in humanoids even like obliquely referenced.
Yeah, and it's pretty oblique. I was waiting for the robotics reference in this, but
Right.
there's plenty of if what visionaries.
Oh
But
yeah.
who
Well, I
knows?
mean, we've got G.I. Joe, Transformers, Jim, and Inhumanoids, which are like your main four of that Sunbow universe. So
Yeah. Well, man, I love the whole thing. It's as done as like behind the music, where are they now kind of thing.
yeah, or VH1's Bands Reunited.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. Where they'd go and like interview all the different band members of a band that broke up and try to get them together one more time.
Yeah, there's a sorry, it's he kind of like goes Hector Ramirez goes and does this whole like intro is it's all shattered, but there's one question even I've never asked, one more mysterious than who's in Don Dillinger's coffin, one more important than has beef jerky gotten too jerky, the question is whatever happened to Cold Slither.
Yeah, and John Dillinger's coffin, I'm sure that's a reference to Al Capone's vaults.
Yeah, it totally is.
Yeah.
I love
Oh, so
that.
this is set in an alternate universe where Cobra won.
Yes, Cobra One, be back, G.I. Joe, and I
It
gotta
was
say,
because of Cold Slither.
yep, they the Joe ladies never got the best of Cole Slither, and Cole Slither became almost like a, it was almost like it kind of has a Spinal Tap vibe.
Oh yeah. Well, they did like the show played out like it did on the cartoon, but it seems like it was too late. The subliminals were out there.
Well, they mentioned that. Well, we'll get into that, but like talk about how like lame the G.I. Joe song was, which,
Oh yeah, I like the guy holding his nose at the co the
yeah.
concert, like ugh.
But
So
yeah, so this is they kind of go into the history of the whole thing with Cold Slither. It was conceived by Laird James McCullen Destro.
they've all gone legit. Like everybody knows their real names and stuff now.
Yep,
So,
Destro the 24th. As a means to maintain the financial solvency of the Cobra organization, I like that they make it a very, they make it very capitalistic.
yeah. Well, reading this at first, I didn't realize this is an alternate universe where they won. And I was like, man, they're just like out there with all this. I mean, would you want to advertise? Oh, they're, financing Cobra. And it's like, oh, you find out, oh, Cobra got the upper hand. So now this is just like, oh, a rise to power documentary.
Yeah,
Yeah.
like how they got there. There's great like talk about how they got started at Anastasia de Cobre, which is the Baroness,
Yeah.
already programmed the AI chatbot.
Yeah. So the Cold Slither song was written by AI back in the
That
80s.
AI slop.
Yeah.
Armed only with a $1 million loan by entrepreneur Stinky of Stinky's Emporium, Cobra Commander chose members of the Dreadnought Biker Gang. Stinky of Stinky's Emporium.
Yeah, that was a little, I guess, a dwarf gangster they had in the
Yeah.
Cold Slither cartoon.
Yeah. God.
Yeah.
Zartan Ripper Buzzard Torch. Yeah, this it just kind of is building up the tension like for the big concert, and the cool thing is it has the concert, has the Joe ladies show up, but yeah, like you said, it's too late. The guy in the foreground like, oh.
Well, and I kind of felt that way when I saw the cartoon as a kid. I was like, the Cold Slither song was way cooler,
Oh yeah, it was great. The G.I.
which
Joe
was kind of the
song
opposite of
ruled.
Michael Charles Hill's intent, because
Yeah.
he didn't intend to create something, I guess, that is so long lasting and viral.
Dude, I gotta say also, there's this panel with it's rock and roll. No, it's not rock and roll. Who is that? It's who's on the back? There's Shipwreck. I think it might be Dial Tone. Anyways, they're all dancing, and Shipwreck looks so much like Shore Leave from the Venture Brothers.
Oh yeah.
He's got the shirt open, the chest out. It's like the skin tight and skinny pants.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got a whole Shore Leave thing going on.
Well, see, this is where we find out the real trick to Cold Slither's subliminals. Is that even though the Joes beat them, they didn't count on streaming.
Yep, the
And with the
stream
sub
YouTube
yeah.
got him.
And with subliminals still intact, it went viral and basically hypnotized the whole
There's
world.
just like this a couple frames of this. He looks like he's maybe 16. He's like, oh, how lame, lols. And then it gets going. He's like, oh, he
Yeah.
totally falls prey to the subliminals. And
They're still there.
there's great scene of like on Cobra Commander, Baroness, and Destro on the his tank, like, yeah, because they won.
Accidentally, like,
Yeah.
what, decades later?
Yeah. Thank God for YouTube,
Right?
right? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, they were doing TikTok dances and everything to it. And
Oh, yeah.
yeah.
Dude, I can't even imagine the dance of the song.
So they
But
conquered the world accidentally.
by YouTube.
Yeah.
Conquered by YouTube
Oh, yeah.
and
So the algorithm just kept shoving it in everybody's face.
Spotify.
So the
Yep.
algorithm got them.
It's funny, it's almost like what's happening.
Right.
Yeah.
Without the cool music, though.
Yeah. I love that they call a Cobra Commander in Chief.
Right. He's had upgrade. And then, we've got the Statue of Liberty with Cobra Commander's face,
Yeah.
his
I
chrome
looked at it
face.
first, I'm like, why is it blank? Oh yeah,
It's
that makes
his
sense.
face. Like when he was going to put his face on the moon. Remember
Yeah.
that? Yeah. And then, so I'm guessing like the events of G.I. Joe the movie never happened because he
Nope.
was successful.
There was no reason for it to happen.
Yeah, Cobra Law didn't have to put him, on trial, and apparently there's no Serpentor, so
No iguana?
no
Okay.
iguana.
Oh man, there's a scene of like this middle-aged dude, balding dude, I think is a reference to older fans, like with the Cobra shirt on, like pointing like there they are.
Oh yeah. That's got to be someone specific, 'cause that's
That's too specific of
yeah.
an image. It's this really cool thing of them looking very businesslike. Destro has just a black suit on. Baroness has mostly a black suit with like a big red collar. The Crimson Twins have very smart looking suits with like just their side collar things. It's all the difference between them. And Cobra Commander's wearing this really cool getup with like straps all across it with a like shoulder pad.
Yeah,
He
he looks like one of the newer like classifieds figures they've done.
kind of does, yeah.
And Destro looks like he did in the first G.I. Joe live action movie.
He kind of does, actually. Yeah, that's a good way
Yeah.
to put it. But,
Yeah, they're very smartly dressed.
yeah,
And
they're
they're his
very
cabinet now. They've got cabinet positions.
just perfect.
Yeah.
The Crimson Twins take care of, I'm sure, all the finances still.
Oh yeah, they're probably got their hands in the Treasury Department and everything
Commerce
else.
and Secretary of Commerce and Secretary of the Treasury. But what the important message is, what would it take to bring this band of vipers back together?
Cobra currency, probably.
I was laughing though. See, this would really clue me in the fact that this was an alternate reality. Our story begins here in Minnetonka, Cobra Soda.
Yeah, they've renamed those states.
And then there's Ripper. A Ripper, He's the most to me the most believable. He's just like enjoying the retired life. He's
Oh,
got a
he's
bit
rocking
of
the dad bod.
bit of a gut. His beard went a little shaggy. And he's just out there like with this cup of coffee talking to his neighbors and stuff.
He traded his cool biker glasses for some readers.
He did. Oh, oi, Brad, can you keep it down a bit? He's yelling at his neighbor to keep it down. He's
His
Ripper.
neighbor, or does he have a kid? I don't know. That's what I was wondering.
Oh,
Maybe
this
he's
could be
yelling.
his kid.
Yeah.
And look, dude, there's one. I cannot remember the name of this vehicle. I had it. There's this Cobra vehicle in the foreground. It's got like two like missiles things on the top of it, like ski missiles, and it's got a little side thing where guys sit in like drive it. I can't remember what the thing's called. I had it though. It was one of those
That
later.
was the Wolf.
Oh, the Cobra Wolf.
Yeah.
I had it. I had it. It was one of the later vehicles that I picked up. I guess the early Deke stuff.
It kind of reminded me of like a Slave One with skis on it.
Kind of is a little bit, sort of.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
The just the way it tilts and the angles on the
yeah.
cockpit. Yeah.
I love the like weird experimental Cobra vehicles. We had talked about that the other night, like triple bubbles. Oh, please,
Oh yeah, they
more.
got all the really cool stuff, and like the Joes had like mainly real world vehicles for the most part. They got
Yeah.
some experimental stuff too, but all the weird stuff was usually Cobra.
I love the fact that early on, we joke about all the repaints and like Transformer stuff. We constantly get like they'll make a mold and they'll repaint it three or four different ways.
Yeah.
People seem to forget, like, well, obviously Transformers with the different Dotson brothers, but do you remember G.I. Joe had the original, G.I. Joe tank, the green one, and then
Yeah.
they recolored it red and black and made it a Cobra tank?
Oh yeah, was that when they did Python Patrol?
No, this is early
No.
on. This is
Oh, early on. Okay.
I had them both. I think my parents, my mom got it from like a garage sale or something like that. It was a red and black version of the tank, just like black for the main body and the treads, of course, regular treads, and like the gun barrel and the like thing on top, the turret thing on top were red. Yeah, it's just straight up repaint. And we were like, people are like, oh, I wish they would do something new instead of repainting. Dude, they've been doing that stuff since 1983.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even pretend they haven't. So, I mean, we got to give a little grace here because it was okay with us back then. Well, but yeah, Python Patrol and the Tiger Force are obviously complete repaints of everything with like essentially vinyl wraps.
Right. Oh,
But
is that the Mobat and there's a Cat 2 they call it?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why you're looking it up, huh?
Of course, I had to look it up. I don't really know my G.I. Joe vehicles outside, the main ones. So I was
Yeah,
like,
it
gotta
was
look.
the Mobat and the version two. They essentially you put in like two or four D batteries, and they would last about, I don't know, half an hour before they were drained.
That's crazy because those D batteries weighed a ton.
They did, and
Those
you
are some
they
hucking batteries right there.
you think they'd last longer for as big as they were, but nah, they were the worst, I think.
Well, they didn't have like the alkaline and the like the higher tech stuff, what lithium
Yeah.
we got now, we've got better batteries now.
I feel like double A's lasted longer and like C's and D's were the worst.
It's 'cause
But
they had to do more heavy lifting usually.
I probably you're not wrong.
Because if you ever had those little adapters where you could put like the double A's into the
Yep.
adapter for it just drained them like instantly.
Yeah, you
So
takes like I like had an adapter for that for like a Coleman lantern. And every slot where there would be like a C battery, you put two double A's, and yeah, it would drain
yeah.
pretty quick. So that's probably what it is.
Yeah, it had more chemicals in it for those bigger batteries.
Oh,
I think the first thing I ever had like a C battery in was like the attack track for He-Man for Masters of the Universe.
I vaguely know that one.
That's that red one with like the weird tracks that flop around when it drives.
Oh,
Yeah, it's a
yeah. I know
blue.
you're talking about,
Yeah.
jeez. Man,
It's like a seal out of water the way it moves.
was the microphones for Saint Mountain Sea batteries? I had Stink Mountain. I cannot remember what
Yeah, Stink Mountain. I've got it upstairs, but I don't recall.
I want to say it wasn't double A's. I don't think. I think it might have been C's that were in like in the Stink Mountain playset part of it.
Yeah, I'd have to dig it out.
Yeah, well, speaking of I there's no transition for this digging it out.
Yeah, just back to G.I. Joe. We now return to G.I. Joe, or Cobra, apparently.
Old Ripper lets Hector come inside and meet his better half. Stephanie, who was a groupie wearing the 85 World Tour shirt.
Oh, yeah, she is still like loving him. So those subliminals were good.
Yeah, dude, I can't get over hearing their real names. Like, so how did you and Harry meet?
Right? They've all just like gone to normal life now because Cobra won.
I mean, hey, you did your job. He looks like some burnout hippie
Oh, yeah.
guy who lives like in the desert, does plenty of mescaline and watches the where the trails.
The world doesn't seem that different under Cobra's rule.
It's really not well. Capitalistic hellscape. Yeah, it seems about right.
Yeah. I'm getting almost Peacemaker vibes here.
Yeah. Watch for the murals.
Right? How'd I
But
miss that?
I don't read. So yeah, they move on from Harry and Stephanie to
Oh, well, I love it where he's clipping coupons for lotion because he's got that skin lotion that
That's
doesn't
right.
irritate his skin. He's got very sensitive skin for a dreadnought.
Don't irritate me skin.
Oh, yeah, she loves the accent. That was one of the things that she was crazy
Yeah.
about with him and those pants.
His pinstripe pants.
Yeah.
Yeah, but at a wedding hall in Chandler, Marzona.
Yeah. I
Yeah,
guess
the
is that
music.
Arizona and
Yeah.
it's, now it's named after Mars Industries or something.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. I was sitting there trying to figure it out, like, is it Mars? I kind of guessed at that one, but yeah, it makes some more sense.
I want a
Torch.
Lord of the Rings style map of the world of all the new names.
Cold Slither's torch still burns. And he's got his guitar with, it looks like his kids playing a wedding
Yeah.
band, torch in the
Yeah,
burners.
he's a wedding singer now.
Yeah. With sleeve no sleeves and shorts.
He's gone full Adam Sandler on us.
Yeah,
He still seems to be in pretty good shape though. His sleeveless tux is just perfect.
he's still grinding on the road. If you watch, he starts just like slinging his guitar and beating the band members up.
The drummer, he just keeps punishing the drummer if you watch
Actually, it's
it.
true. He does keep punching the drummer.
And it just disrupts the whole wedding. Everybody's shocked.
And the groom on the panel, they're all shocked and hiding their faces. The groom's smiling.
Yeah,
And then
because
the
you
next
find
panel,
out. Yeah, go ahead.
it was a play, he so thanks so much, Mr. Winkin, old
They
torch.
basically, the groom paid him extra to just disrupt the entire reception and just mess with his in-laws.
Yep. An extra 950.
I guess because, they're paying for the wedding, so.
Yeah. You gotta fix this keytar, man.
Oh, yeah, he broke his guitar assaulting the drummer. And then after he's done getting paid, he just assaults the drummer again by throwing the drums at him.
He does. He throws a hi-hat at him.
Yeah, so if that's his kid, it's terrible.
Maybe, yeah, well, this is Torch, man.
It's got to be hard being a Dreadnoughts kid.
Yeah.
Probably even worse to be a Dreadnoughts employee. So,
Well, actually, this is where it kind of gives us more of what's going on, Hector's asking, like, so has anyone heard the real Torch? And he goes, Cobra won. The fight's over. I just seen him sell him canned anarchy so they can remember what it was like to spit in the face of authority. It's been so long, mate. The real Torch is probably out of tune.
I'm catching like shades of like Johnny Rotten here.
A little bit, but like
Yeah.
I was saying, it feels very Spinal Tap.
Yeah. Oh, total Spinal Tap too. That's you can't miss that at all with these guys
Nah.
because.
But my favorite of the group here, Buzzer.
Buzzer, yep. He went back to his old job.
Sociology professor,
Yeah. Which
which
I
I.
can't help but think of like Weird Science with like the mutant bikers.
Yeah.
And Michael Berryman's there and he's like, I can we keep this between us? I'd hate for it to affect my teaching job.
Exactly. Oh man, I love the just diatribe he throws out. What is deemed bourgeois and low culture is defined by the middle class, who aspires to raise its station and avoid association with a hoi polloi, who it secretly fears it shares more in common with. And
He's
that's all
not
for today.
wrong.
He's not. That's all for today. So
He's still
that's
got his
what
mohawk, though.
it's all coned back and pulled back. Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, Buzzer has cleaned up well. He's got his vest. He's very Ivy League in Cobra University.
Oh, yeah.
The sociology of in groups. So this really threw me for a second. He Buzzer pulls out his teaching wand, like he does, like he has a wand for the board or whatever.
Yeah.
Pulls it out and swipes Hector Ramirez. Hector Ramirez does a split in midair.
Yeah.
I was like, that seemed weirdly out there, but okay, whatever.
Yeah.
As we find out later, what's going on with that?
Yeah.
It's
That
almost
was the
like,
first hint. Something's not quite
yeah, but it's
as
almost
it
like Buzzer
seems.
knew what was going on.
Oh, that, and he just wanted to, like, let loose. I guess he was touching on that nerve from being an old dreadnought, so he had to tear something up. He had to
Yep.
act out.
I love it. He lets his hair down. It's like starts blowing around as he's swinging that wand around. Then he like stops, pulls it back in, puts a little man bun, and leaves the room.
Yeah. Oh yeah, contact my office if you'd like any clarification. He's got a personal assistant and all that good stuff.
This is the one that really threw me. It made me laugh so much.
Oh yeah.
He gets some dojo. What was this called?
Mr. Z's Dojo
Yes.
Palooza. Oh, he's running Cobra Kai, basically.
He 100% is running Cobra Kai out of a strip mall like Cobra Kai.
Yeah.
It's Destro with
You mean Zartan?
Destro, I think Zartan. Thank you, God. Who in this? He's his face here is Ginger, with a bit of a mullet.
Yeah.
But yeah, 100% Cobra Kai. I love it. Yeah, this mom's like, hey, I wonder why little Rob got passed over for his belt test this month. And he's like, passed over? No. You got the basic package. If you want to go level up, you need the advanced package.
Yeah.
It's like, it's still, he's running a scam. And,
Oh yeah, he's made a, I guess, a martial arts dojo with built-in microtransactions for
100%.
advancement.
If he
And
wants to.
the way they got his hair and his face, I mean, besides being red, he looks kind of like Jason David Frank,
He kind of does.
which he used to run like a martial arts dojo out here.
Oh, wow. That's right in
Yeah.
Austin?
Oh no, it was in Atascocita,
Oh,
Texas.
okay.
Yeah.
Huh. God.
I'm sure he had more than one.
probably.
Yeah.
It was going to be an additional $79.99 plus tip. And
Plus tip.
he leaves us off like, I'm sure you understand. You wouldn't want little Rob to fall behind and get hurt. Namaste. That's such an
It's
insult
very
to injury.
California, very LA.
It
And
is.
he goes by
Hector.
Mr. Z.
Yes, he calls him
Yeah.
Mr. G. Hector Ramirez has got a kimono or a robe on with 20 questions on the back of it.
Right.
It's not quite a gi, but it's yeah, almost it almost kind of looks like one. Maybe it is.
Zartan's putting on a character, like he's doing like the surfer dude, like
He is.
inflections and everything. Bro, hey bro.
Yep. But he goes as soon as Hector starts to talk to him, he goes back into that accent, like with a little Mondu.
The warbly voice, yeah.
Yeah. And he's almost relieved that Hector's asking to do this. He's like,
Well, he has like a breakthrough. He's like, all the fans and everyone, they were like, he's losing himself in them.
yeah.
Yeah, which is odd
As
that
a
the man who, constantly changes his identity was afraid of losing himself.
yeah. And yeah, he like says, and I didn't know who that was anymore. I'm so alone. And how are the other guys?
Yeah, because we find out that he disbanded the Dreadnoughts like years ago.
Yep.
So
Well,
they even the Dreadnoughts didn't know why he did it.
yeah, after Cold Slither kind of had its heyday, like that one big thing. Yeah, exactly. He disbanded them, like he dropped them all.
And when he hugs Ramirez, we see a little glitch on Ramirez's head.
And I didn't catch that, but we'll see
Yeah.
more of that later.
Dun
But we
dun
go,
dun.
yeah, exactly. We go forward to the green room where the other three members are in their outfits.
Yeah, an upset sound.
Upset sound, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a hiss tank outside of it. The three wanders in with a hoodie on, and of course, he would do this. He's like, oh, is this the right place? I just want to stop by saying, well, I really appreciate everything my bro Hector has done here. He really made myself 20 questions, you know. And he at the end of it, he's like, well, I see you, dude. Psych! And pulls off the hoodie, and it's Sartan in his getup.
Oh yeah, he's in full Zartan gear with his red hair for Cold Slither.
Yep.
And well, it turns out the Dreadnoughts actually wrote new songs. And yeah, rented the studio and everything. So they're getting upset when he wasn't showing. Then he shows up the last minute, act like he was gonna bail on them again. And
Yeah.
then
Yeah, Torch
yeah.
actually wrote all the new songs, it looks like.
Yeah.
Maybe the to Torch is the brains of the band.
Mate, well they And unless he got on used AI for it, but he seemed like he actually put some effort into it this
He looks
time.
like he actually cares about music, so maybe not, you know.
Yeah.
And there's some crazy like video graphics behind him, like there as they play, like there's like some of the lyrics: Thunder Machine, run for cover, Misfit Scorn, watch the world burn. There's no escaping with your head. We're here to knock 'em dread.
Yeah, these are lyrics from the new songs, actually.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so they're using actual lyrics from the new songs, which is cool.
Very nice.
It's a fun album to listen to.
I didn't really put that together because we just like kind of checked this out. Dude, and I
I've
love
been listening to it a little bit.
Ripper is over there with his dad bod with the pinstripe pants who they're stretching.
Oh yeah.
He definitely took the dad, you know, trip
Yeah,
for
those laces are hanging
doing a
on
lot
for
of
dear
work.
life.
Yeah.
He's almost got a ZZ Top look to him now.
Kind of does.
Yeah.
The extra hair and extra beard. Oh yeah, and everyone's like starts getting into it and they're
Even the
loving
dog.
it. And
He's a dog with a mohawk, seriously.
it kind of does.
No, he does. He has a full-blown, like, buzzer mohawk.
Oh God. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh God, I was looking at the wrong thing. Yes, he does. There's a whole family of Cold Slither fans. I think
Look like
posters
the
on the
Kiss
wall.
Army.
You gotta do actually. So Hector Ramirez is sitting in the control room and he's like, we did it. And I'm like thinking like, was he's proud because he brought Cold Slither back together?
Oh yeah,
Like,
and well, and you see the online guys laughing, ha ha, lame, lols,
I
again.
know
Like
exactly,
history repeats itself.
and they are all happy. They're all giving each other hugs. Yeah, if it kind of like it's almost like they're relieved. It kind of feels like they have that old spark back again.
Oh yeah, and was it Buzzer says, I feel like a new man, and Zartan's like, I feel like the old one, like he
Yeah,
found himself
exactly.
again.
Yep. But outside,
Yeah, they hear a noise, a boom.
and Sartan's like, wasn't me.
Yeah,
Look at that. And there's a hiss tank burning.
there's anarchy in the streets.
A blatant insurrection that doesn't happen every day, not since Cobra took over the world.
They're throwing Molotovs and everything at the his tanks.
And Hector walks up with his crew. His crew who take off their disguises. Looks like late. It looks like I think it's like CoverGirl on the left,
Yeah.
Starlin on the right, course, Lady Jane the Front, who was playing as Hector Ramirez, which is why Hector was so good at avoiding the wand. And who's the back? I'm trying to figure out who that might
Is
be.
that Alpine?
Maybe it looks like it could be Alpine with a little mustache.
Yeah.
I can see
Or it
that.
could be Stalker.
Sure. One of the
Without their full uniforms, it's hard to tell.
random one of the few black G.I. Joe characters.
Yeah.
So we had a it was it's definitely not Doc. We know that much. And there's I don't know who this is supposed to be. I don't know if it's supposed to be dial tone at a computer. It's like that's signal from Lady J, Scarlet Cover Girl, Stalker. Stalker, that's who it is. Play
Yeah,
the
it is Stalker.
dreadnoks
There
like a
we go.
keytar.
Yeah.
And there's Roadblock. Dang, living undercover was definitely sleazy, but I got real good at flipping over easy. I love it.
Yeah,
Don't ever change
I'm pretty sure
Roadblock.
that's dial tone.
Yeah, it must be.
He's their communicator.
And there's a big
A splash page.
JoJo splash page with I think it's Flint. That might be Falcon. I'm not entirely sure. There's Rock and Roll Jinx Spirit with Freedom and Shipwreck running up.
You want to say shore leave so bad,
I
don't you?
almost did. I had to
I
stop
was waiting
myself.
for it.
I had to stop myself. Everyone
Oh yeah,
gets
then we got a
you.
Hawk, Bazooka, Mutt,
Yep.
Chuckles.
God, that's right. It's Chuckles.
Yeah, I see
Yep.
Beachhead
That's
and
Dusty.
yeah. Oh, it sure is Dusty. Yeah,
Yep. And there's Snake Eyes.
Junkyard. Yeah.
Yep.
Oh yeah, Snake Eyes putting his mask back on.
Crawl out of the dark.
Behind
And
Roblox, whatever he's cooking is burning.
yep. Man, there's this like a riot starting outside
Is the White
the
House a terrordrome now?
I
Am I
think it
seeing that
is.
correctly?
I think it is.
See, the renovations are still
The East Wing, that's definitely the East Wing right
ongoing.
there.
Yeah.
It's
It's a ballroom, it's not a terrordrome.
Cobra Commander's up there. No, damn it, it's falling apart. Destro, Baroness, get the slimy business twins. I need my cabinet.
And Destro and the Crimson Guard and the Baroness have all fallen sway to the new subliminals that the Joes have slipped into the new Cold Slither songs that now turn you against Cobra.
These fluffies are fatal. Cobra is the enemy. Fight for freedom wherever there's trouble. Just perfect. That was the
Yeah.
whole plan, to put some new subliminals in there while they went live stream.
Right. Yeah,
Awesome.
that their secret plan, they decided to use it against them.
Yeah. After everything, everyone's watched the YouTube videos on Cold Slither, you're kind of like, you can't put that toothpaste back in the tube, so.
Well, why would they suspect that Cold Slither would cause another insurrection? Because they basically owe all their success to Cold Slither, so.
Yep. Exactly.
Oh, this would only strengthen people's resolve for our new regime.
And you have like you, Hector Ramirez talking like, see my this wasn't simply the story of one hit heavy metal band. This was the story of America, where art and commerce are ever at odds, where anthems can be twisted into propaganda, where power is so often taken not by those who speak great truth, but by those who control how we hear it. And we're taking back our freedom. It's always a fight against those who would use fear, but are so often much weaker than they appear.
Oh yeah, we got the wedding party chasing off vipers.
Oh man, it's fantastic.
Yeah, little karate kids are,
Rob.
but yeah, fighting Cobra agents and stuff. And then Lady J shows up for the closing remarks in her Hector Ramirez hologram next to the
Yep.
real Hector Ramirez, and
It's
they
like,
fist
gracias,
bump.
Hector. Don't mention it, Hector. Oh, man. So, yeah, everything's burning. There's still an upset sound. And there's a call, and, Ripper's answering it. And it's like, and Torch is like, was that little Mrs. Ripper? Oh, yeah. Oi. She wants me to come right home. Ahem. So I can keep the pants on.
Oh yeah. Yeah, she still likes them pants.
Yep. And they all share a six pack of grape soda.
Right? And you would think, they might be upset that the whole world is crumbling around them, but Dreadnoughts are for the anarchy.
Yeah,
They
whatever
love that
form.
they've caused chaos again.
Whatever form.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's great. They say, yeah, we brought down an international authoritarian regime, so they're like accidental good guys this time.
They're just trying to make music, man.
Right?
Then you get this nice long letter from Tim Seeley talking about where he started out and where we how what his influences were,
Yeah. And he
and
talks about how tribal, like, the schoolyards were.
oh yeah, G.I. Joe tribes, Transformer tribes, He-Man tribes.
I like the Tiger Shark tribes that merged with the Thundercats tribe to make
Yeah.
Catman Fishman unions.
But yeah, it's kind of cool. It's really cool to see these writers and these artists who grew up with Transformers getting getting the chance to write things. They're Transformers and G.I. Joe getting the
Right.
chance to write things. As Tim Seeley here, Robert Kirkman.
Well, he's about the same age as you, isn't he? He was 7 and 84.
Yeah, I think he's
Yeah.
a year, maybe a year younger, but
Yeah.
still.
So, yeah, he talked about how he didn't really like G.I. Joe because it was too, like, normal.
Yeah.
And then he saw the Cold Slither episode, and that completely sold him on it.
See, Michael Charles Hill, you changed so many lives that day, and it was just like a throwaway, I think, to you, but we remember.
The influence goes on.
It does.
I think that's one reason why these commercial tunes were outlawed originally, because they're powerful. They're like Cold
Yep.
Slither powerful. They're still with us.
They are. They really, really are.
I was watching some of the episodes with my kids just the other day.
Nice.
We still watch them. They ask for them.
Man,
So.
I've been like getting into I want to go back and watch some of these G.I. Joe episodes. One of my favorite two-parters is Worlds Without End.
Yeah.
It's fantastic story. But I also want to watch was it Welcome to Springfield?
Yeah.
Where Shipwreck is brainwashed and interrogated to try to find out what happened to him. They gaslight him. He's got the grayish hair, make him think he's gone through some, like retired and like moved in with Mora.
Yeah, Next Generation like totally stole that
Oh
script.
yeah.
Yeah, with Riker and the Romulans were at peace and all that.
Yep.
Yeah. But
There's a lot of great, and there are a lot of throwaway episodes of G.I. Joe, but there's some really good episodes.
oh yeah, we just finished the Synthoid conspiracy.
Oh, that's a great one.
Yeah.
Which it's great because the Synthoids were a big part of Welcome to Springfield.
Yeah. And later Transformers.
Oh, snake.
Yep.
But
But
yeah, the covers are really cool. There's the one I was talking about. It looks like a like Iron Maiden, like no, well, not Iron Maiden. Looks, like you said, Twisted Sister meets maybe, Stryker,
yeah.
Dokken, or something like that.
Oh yeah, I can totally see some dock in there. And
Yep. And then there's like the headshots, all four headshots, which is cool. That's cover B.
yeah, that's the one. I got the first two there.
Cover C is just kind of neat. It looks almost like a trading card with like this kind of like this. Cobras coming around the edge of it, like burning.
Or a tattoo.
Yeah.
This would have been a patch on the back of a denim
Oh,
jacket.
totally. Totally. Also, the logo for Cold Slither is really cool on this.
Yeah.
They've really done a lot with that. That could be a patch on someone's like jean jacket vest thing.
Oh yeah, that one would go on the front.
Yeah.
In fact, do they have these? Because I would buy one of these.
Oh, no joke,
I would
man.
wear that.
I'm sure they
And you
probably
gotta have
do.
like a million pins on there. But
Kind of
yeah,
have all your signs of flair.
right. I'd like to find cover D. I like that one. That's a very airbrush looking
Yeah,
artwork.
with a big cobra in the back of it, and cover E is the all white cover, their
Yeah, the
sketch
sketch
cover.
cover. But yeah, that cover D, I think that's probably my favorite out of all of them, because that looks like one of the old album covers. I mean, there's like shades of Ride the Lightning,
It
and
really is, yeah.
like it looks almost like it could be a Dio cover or something.
I can see that for sure. And also they do a little advertisement for that live band that's out now
Yeah, that's
and the
the
album.
yeah, they're doing, I guess, the limited tour. And
There's vinyl out for this, of
Yeah,
course,
they got
t-shirts.
vinyl in different colors too.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah. Now they've done some really cool stuff for it.
That's really cool. It's just one of those things that makes you realize how influential these kinds of things were to us
I
growing
need the
up.
t-shirt.
That poster that I put it up in here somewhere.
Right?
I'll take you down to Inferno, put up a poster.
And then we've got ads for the upcoming Skybound comic. So apparently in G.I. Joe number 13, the Dreadnought War is starting.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious about that.
We got wars all over. We got Quinasson Wars. We got Dreadnought Wars. I mean,
Yeah, you
when do we have
know,
Dreadnoughts versus Quinasons? I want to see that happen.
that would be fun.
That would be
Boy, what's with the
hilarious.
slimy thing with tentacles?
Oh, they'd try to ride
Guilty
it.
or innocent? Oh, I don't care, mates. I'm guilty.
Oh, I'm totally guilty.
Well, yes, but I'm the bailiff. I have to put your punishment. I
Would
do.
dive in. They would treat the plank like a diving board.
Yep, they ride come out riding on the back of a shark, kind of grabbing his fin and he's swinging his tail in the air.
Instead of Grimlock causing the insurrection, it would be those guys.
Swinging guitars and smacking
Right. They're just
Quintesson
all
judges in the face.
anti-authority all the way with those guys.
Well, this is a cool little comic. It was really nicely drawn too. It was fun, you know, like it was kind of turned the idea of Cold Slither on its head, and I like that.
Oh yeah, this is a lot of fun. I'm glad we found out about it and we didn't miss it.
We kind of did until you caught on to it, like, hey, by the way, did you get this issue? I had
Well,
no
it just
idea.
came out 2 weeks ago, so we're not
Yeah.
that far behind. So
For us, it's pretty good.
now I got to hunt down those other covers.
Good luck on that.
Thankfully, there's only five now, but you never know. This may get reprinted 40 times with a million different covers, you know.
Joe Bob's Comics in like some small town in Massachusetts is gonna have his own special cover. If you go buy the one of five copies.
And Cobra Conson.
Marzona.
Marzona, or yeah, I'm just trying to think of other state names that have like Cobra themes on them.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, would it be Wisk Crimson, maybe?
Oh, I can see that. I'm trying. Oh God, New York. I'm trying to think of what they call New York. Like His
That'd be New
Hatton.
Cobra Law or something.
Yeah.
Rename
But
Washington, D.C. It'd be like Springfield, D.C.
what's with Springfield, man?
There's a Springfield in every state.
I know,
So.
it just kills me. That's one of the funniest things about that. I don't know. I gotta find. Is there Springfield, Florida? I there must be.
Oh, yeah. I've heard there's one in every state. And I think the implication is that they were all run by Cobra. They're
They're all
everywhere,
funded
man. Yeah.
by like Amway.
Right.
Let's see. Where is
Well,
Springfield, Florida? I gotta find this out because I gotta know. Yep, it's by Panama City.
oh, that makes
Wow.
sense.
Yeah, it does actually. That makes a lot of sense. I could see Dreadnoughts crashing out in Panama City on spring break.
And
I went to one.
there's a Springfield, Texas that is. Look, it's east. Yeah, it's East Texas.
Makes sense. East
Yeah,
Coast, Gulf Coast area.
it's what, southeast of Dallas-Fort Worth,
Okay, that's it's still
heading to,
pretty,
yeah.
still kind of like still like eastern, essential eastern.
Yeah, it's about like two-thirds of the way between Houston and Dallas.
Okay, so right there, hey, could have
Yeah.
been Springfield where that looks. It could have been any like Springfield anywhere in middle of Texas.
Boy, that's a tiny one too. I'm looking at it. It's like they got like four stoplights, probably.
Hey, it doesn't
Apologies
matter.
to
It's
anyone in
there.
Springfield, Texas. I'm just looking at Google Maps and
It doesn't matter. It's there, man.
they got Springfield Church there. So,
Well,
you
yeah, of
know.
course you're gonna have Springfield like United Methodist or First Springfield Baptist.
Well, I'm just trying to think like, did Cobra ever have like a televangelist? Because they had like all the other like bad guys from the 80s. Where was the Cobra televangelist?
I'm really shocked they never did. That's actually that's a fantastic
Oh,
thing.
I bet someone pitched it and Hasbro was like, no.
Too much. That's
But
letting the line
Headband was
cross.
okay. I'd rather have a Cobra televangelist than Headband any day.
God, no joke. That was terrible.
Oh, maybe it's Crystal Ball.
With the spinny disc.
Oh yeah, see, that's what it
You want to give me all your money.
Yeah.
Give till it hurts.
Yeah. All
Beautiful. All right, y'all. Well, it was a
this
pleasure.
was
This is
fun.
yeah, this is a lot of fun. I hope we'll get some more stuff like this. I know this is a one-off, but you know, these are just fun episodes. But
You know,
well,
Transformers started out as a 4-issue limited series, so maybe we'll see some more Cold Slither.
you're not wrong. Everyone go buy every copy of Cold Slither, make it a success out there.
Yeah, Skybound, make more Cold Slither.
It's well, is it? Yes. Well, actually, yes, Skybound's on the cover too. Oh, you're right. It's the image, but Skybound, little symbol down below it too. Maybe it's
It's
a
a subliminal skybound.
I somehow missed it though. Yeah, so it kind of is. All right, y'all. Have a great night and thanks for being, or day, or whatever you're listening to this on. Have a great time, whatever time of day it is. And thanks so much for being here. And you want to take us out of here?
Bye.
See you later, y'all.
More Than Meets These Guys, a Transformers podcast, is performed by Evan Johns, Boo of the AxelonUnderground.com, and Ed Strickland. Research is done by Evan Johns, Boo of the AxelonUnderground.com, and Ed Strickland. Special thanks to Hasbro, Marvel, Skybound, and the occasional extra property, which we will name at whatever time is appropriate for that episode. And without all of you, this is really not even possible. So thanks for being here, and thanks for checking us out every week. Goodbye.